Josh,
you look at Cleveland, Texas, Minnesota, and they played a pretty good first half, and then the second half it got away from them. Is there anything that stands out from what that team was like in the first half and the second half?
I mean, they had a 3-point lead against a good football team in the third quarter of the game, you know, midway through the third quarter. It's one of those situations where three or four plays can really change what happens in the game, and that's really what happened in the Cleveland, Minnesota game. They're in it, they're ahead, they're playing good defense. They gave up 85 yards passing the whole game. And Peterson has a couple big runs where, you know, the kid made a bunch of great plays, you know. And so it kind of changed the momentum of the game and the direction it was going in. But this is a good football team that's explosive and capable of making big plays in any phase of the game. And, we're going to need to be on top of our game for 60 minutes.
Start a rookie center last week. Would you be comfortable starting a rookie at center?
I know who that rookie center is. He's a good football player. We liked him, when we evaluated him in the draft. And, he's a very, very smart kid, plays with great leverage, physical, played a lot of games in college. If he understands what they're asking him to do by now and they're enough for them to start him, then I'm sure he's done enough to make them feel comfortable with that move.
With the way things went for you personally last week, is there anything that you getting ready for game day that you learned from that you need to change, or that you want to build on your
own
routine of pregame speeches?
I think you just kind of take it one game at a time. I'm not going to change anything I did, leading up to the game. I was pretty much in my own routine, just going through my preparations and trying to play the game out in my head, and I think that's what most people do, as we get ready for the game, because you're trying to make sure that if some situation comes up that you've thought about it and what would you do or what decision you would make, and that's going to be kind of how I approach every week. And if there's something different that needs to be said before the game, then I'm sure that, I'll feel it out by then.
Get down by 6 or down by 20?
No. I mean, I knew we know what we were going to do. I mean, we knew exactly what calls we were going to make. We didn't obviously know the result of it, but we knew what we were going to call.
Every scenario with your sleep sitting at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, you try. You try to. I mean, there's always something that you haven't thought of, but you try to make sure that you're as prepared as possible. And most importantly, you're trying to make sure that the players are as prepared as possible, going through as many situations as you can put them through on the field, so that they feel comfortable when something's called in a big situation, they can feel like they've actually run it before.
Do you see similarities between Joe Thomas and Ryan Clady in terms of their early success?
They're both athletic. I think Ryan's a little bigger and those kind of things, but I mean, to be able to play left tackle at a very high level early in your career in both instances, it's a tribute to both of them in terms of the work they put in, and they're both difficult to get around in the passing game. They both handle themselves well in the running game, and if you're looking for a pass rush matchup that's in your favor on defense, you're probably not going to look at either one of them and say, well, we can make a lot of money on this guy, because they do a great job.
Being so familiar with Eric and the system where you guys came from, has it been like kind of looking in the mirror this week, or just at least familiarity?
Yeah, the familiarity. We've had a bunch of close games with, the Jets when we were in New England, because I think you kind of get a good feeling about what they want to try to do, and they kind of know what you want to try to do. And of course, we're at different spots with different players and that kind of that kind of stuff. But the systems are the same. The way he's going to approach the game, I think, is probably going to be the same. They're going to be very disciplined and difficult to beat in terms of their scheme. Their players are well prepared. So it's a battle. I mean, usually it comes down to the fourth quarter and who makes the right play at the right time. In terms of like a young quarterback, if you can afford to wait with a young quarterback and let him see kind of how the league goes and let him grow and all those kind of things, I think it's great for the player, because he doesn't get thrown in there and before he's really ready for it. There's a lot of things that happen in this league that if you haven't seen him before, you're probably going to make a mistake. So it gives you a little bit of a grace period, and then you're hopeful that the time you have in the spring and training camp and preseason games and then the next spring, and you can kind of work some of those out without making the mistakes on the field. So, you know, he doesn't look like a young player out there. He's running a complicated system. I know that for sure, because it's similar to, if not exactly the same as ours. And he makes a lot of decisions for their team about what they're going to do. Are they going to check the runs? Are they going to check the passes? You know, he has the protection set, so he's got a lot of responsibility. And I'm sure that the, you know, the time that he's spent not playing has probably prepared him well for that situation. Probably, I would guess. I think all our rookies kind of feel like that. I mean, any rookie feels like he's coming in, he's played a lot of football, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're going to have to wait your turn, or you're going to have to learn the ropes. And, you know, I'm sure they're all wanting to be out there all the time. At the same time, I think they also see how difficult it is to be really well prepared this early in your career to go out there and give our team the best chance to win, you know. And Robert Ayers and Alfonso and Noshon and those guys are finding it out that, you know, you got to be on top of it on every play. There's no, you can't make a mistake and get away with it, you know. So for a quarterback, you know, you'd love for him to be ready to go early. And I know the Sanchez kid did a nice job last week. I didn't see the game, but I'm sure he did a nice job. And, you know, that's probably more the exception and not the rule for young guys.
What did you think
of Alfonso? He made some really solid plays, did a decent job of trying to play the way we wanted him to play. And then when he made a mistake, they got him, you know. So he learned kind of quickly that even though you may play 55 plays the way you want it or 35 plays the way you want it, if you play the other three, you know, with some other technique and you don't do what we're trying to do, then all of a sudden Carson Palmer exploits you or Brady Quinn exploits you or some receiver, you know, takes advantage of it. And I think all our young guys kind of saw that firsthand last week for the first time.
Yeah.